views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
What if your child could learn from empowering and loving approaches to education? What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Imagine a community of people learning practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. If you find yourself worried about decisions your kids make and are just not getting through, Teaching from the Heart Radio will help you discover new ways to connect with your kids on a heart-based level while guiding you in bringing the fun and inspiration back into parenting. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. Now, here's your host, Julie Kay.
Well, a great big hello, everyone. Happy Monday morning, the very first Monday of the new year. This is Julie Kleinhans, and you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I hope you had a relaxing weekend and that you're ready to create great things for yourself in this upcoming week. And my intention is to help you start off the week feeling inspired and to create great things in your life. One of the reasons I love doing this show so much is because I get to start off my week mixing it up with amazing guests that are here to help you work through some of the most challenging issues that you might be facing as a parent, a teacher, or that special person in the life of a kid so that you can actually guide them to their own place of happiness and well-being. When I started out my career, I want to tell you a little bit about how this all came about for me. I went into teaching with the hopes of inspiring high school kids to feel great about who they are and about what they were going to create in their future. And I found out that being a mentor to high school kids was something that I really connected with. And I've learned so much from these kids. I learned so much about the importance of listening to what they have to say, to connecting with them on a heart-based level. And as the years went by, what started to happen for me is I felt more and more disconnected from the curriculum that I was actually teaching. I just really didn't have much of a passion to what I was teaching to the kids, but I did have a much, much more connected feeling at the heart-based level to working with kids one-on-one as their mentor. And, you know, the curriculum no longer felt true to me. The tests and the grades became something that was difficult for me to even sit down and put energy into. I began to procrastinate when it came to grading my students' tests, and I really felt the passion leave from whatever I was teaching, which at the time, you know, it was mostly citizen law classes. And the majority of the subjects I was teaching no longer held that passion as it did when I started in my first few years. However, what started to happen for me was that I really began to feel inspired about teaching kids about the power of their emotions and the power of their minds to create great things in their lives. And it inspired these kids, and to see that inspiration within them just inspired me to go even further with it. However, because this wasn't in the curriculum, which was what I was mandated to teach, I was limited in the time that I was able to spend teaching this information to my classes, and that was my passion. And this, amongst a few other amazing occurrences in my life brought on by the universe, caused me to leave my 10-year teaching career to become a mentor and a life coach for teens, young adults, and parents of this age group. So what I do now is mentor young people and their parents to create these great things in life in understanding the importance of the universal laws and in working with energy. So if you want to check what I do, if you want to check that out, you can go actually to my site and learn more about that. It's mindfocusgeneration.com. You could sign up for my newsletter there. I have a 30-day creation planner, which will help you and teens and young adults to actually understand how to use your mind and your emotions to create great things that you want in your life. And as always, I'm all about supporting parents, teachers, kids in the community. So getting in contact with me. Let me know what's going on with you within the community, with your kids, and we'll see what we could bring to the table for a great show. Today is especially a great show because I have a fellow educator, a teacher that is illuminating education, and I just love the idea of our kids falling in love with education because that's the way it is. When left to our own natural state of being, kids love to learn. We all do. And that's what my guest, Kimberly Smith, is going to talk with us about today, transforming education from the inside out. Kimberly Smith is a public school teacher awakened to transformational leadership and author committed to fostering breakthroughs for educators. What's missing in education? Teach Because, a teacher's inward journey to the joy of teaching and transforming education from the inside out, is a soulful guide for how to be causal for authentic and sustainable change in education while preventing burnout. And boy, do teachers need to read this. A vision-driven movement dedicated to the infinite heart of the children who pass through our schoolhouse doors. And everyone who loves them, which is everyone listening to the show. It's all of us. So welcome to the show, Kim. Thanks for being here.
Thank you, Julie. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, perfect, perfect.
All right. Thanks for having me. I always enjoy the opportunity to share this vision.
Great. Well, you know, I always like to start off by asking my guests, what does teaching from the heart mean to you?
Yeah, you know, I did my homework, Julie. I know you asked this question. So, and I thought about it, and I thought, I not only want to tell you, but I want to sort of have you experience what it is. Because I've realized over the last couple of years that if I'm talking at someone, they'll either be like right there with you, or they're like, well, that's fine for you, and they're on their way, right? So, just to really bring you into the experience of that heart-centered teaching would be as if, and if you're driving, you can pull over. if you could just close your eyes for a minute and just take a deep breath. And for a moment, just kind of suspend your thoughts of what needs to happen right now or what needs to happen for education or just to get through my day. And put your hand over your heart and really concentrate on that space. And rather than have that feeling of love be limited to just your physical body, imagine opening that space and just like unfolding it and letting it reach out, unfold into the far reaches of the universe, and just allow yourself, allow your heart space to be that big. And just breathe into that space as if, you know, it's not just air, it's light. Light coming in and through your heart, and it's just blanketing the earth, and it's infusing everyone that you're coming in contact with, especially the kids. And just be in that infinite space, knowing that there's nothing you have to do completely on your own, but rather there's a power and a presence that is fueling that space as if you're a channel. And from there, imagine that every child that you come in contact with or even think about has the same heart space. And imagine them doing the same practice. And so you've got this field, really, it's just a field of unconditional love and allowance. And that's the kind of love that I really began to experience. It wasn't a limited, oh, I've got to nurture you, I've got to make things right for you and love you and be your mother, be your counselor and all that. But it's really opening up and becoming a space, an energy for this loving, unconditional allowance. And you just kind of sit with that and breathe with that, whether you're, you know, with the children right now or not. Imagine that that is always present and you just take that presence throughout the day and be in that space. And it doesn't mean you have to, you know, be in prayer and meditation while you're trying to teach math. It means internally I've relaxed into this space of allowance. Mm-hmm. And amazing things happen in that space. Yeah.
I absolutely love that. That feels so good. And when we come back from break, I want to talk about what can happen when we consciously put ourselves in this space and how it transforms the kids in your classroom and the experiences that they have. Mm-hmm. So we're going to take a quick break and we're going to continue this discussion with Kimberly Smith. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Impossible, they forgot.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Change your coffee experience forever with Camino Island Coffee Roaster. Fair trade, certified organic, shade-grown delicious coffee. The Camino Island Coffee Roasters are giving back. Receive a free pound of the most popular single origin coffee, Papua New Guinea, to the first 250 callers. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. Just pay $8.95 shipping and handling, and you can try triple certified coffee for yourself. The number is toll-free, 855-438-8671. This is a free pound of coffee that retails at $16.95. Once you've tried this coffee, you will automatically be enrolled in the Coffee Lovers Club for free and will always receive free shipping and nearly 30% off retail of your coffee orders. This coffee is going to knock your socks off. That number again is 855-GET-TOP-1. We say top one because this coffee is the top 1% grade. That's 855-438-8671.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
The trend. Transformation Talk Radio Network. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. And today my guest is author and educator Kimberly Smith, who's speaking with us about transforming education from the inside out. And before we left for break, she took everyone through a short little visualization and connecting with that heart space. And what I wanted to, it just felt so great, by the way, and what I want to talk about is the magnetic field of the heart. And of course, you know, this show is called Teaching from the Heart. So Kimberly gave us a little short visualization of how to get into that heart space. And, you know, what happens when we get into that heart space? Let's talk a little bit about that, Kim.
All right. So I just want to say, just real quick, is if you had, you know, had this conversation with me 5 years ago, I would have been, I just wouldn't have been receptive to it. So I really want to point out that why this is working for me is, you know, things were just a mess in my life, and I went on a mission to create, find an answer, you know, what's missing. And along that journey, I fell into law of attraction study and transformational programs. And by doing that inner work, that's when I experienced the vision for education. And I wasn't expecting it, but I witnessed a vision, and I could see the earth kind of aglow with this awakening. And it said, this is what's missing in education. And I wasn't out there to find that, but that's what happened anyway. And I was like, oh my gosh, what do I do with this? But it just made sense. And so as we start talking about the kids and the power that our presence coming from that heart space with them, the power that it has, that it's something we become from the inside out. And that I don't have to worry about running out and trying to find the right curriculum and the right resources and making something happen here in a hurry. This is really about doing the inner work and becoming a new vibration on this planet from the inside out, because that's when those resources begin to attract and we begin to make a difference for other people on an expansive level. And so when I'm with these kids and I'm coming from that space, and it may not be something that I would see in a day or even know that I made a difference ever, right? But there's many instances where I have seen the results, like within the minutes. You can see kids relax into that space, and they may not even know consciously that it's present for them, but it's almost like there's this connectivity that's happening that's saying everything's okay, everything's all good, and I'm knowing you for your possibilities and your potential. And when I say potential, I don't necessarily mean that I know you can do this algebra and within 30 minutes you're going to be just whipping out all these problems and be so amazing and that's your potential. It can be that who knows what their potential is. I don't even have to know it. But just being in a space of allowance for whatever that is for you to just unfold and be revealed as you, it creates this energy and this space for a peace and harmony and just love. And I've had instances where children I was substituting over the last couple of years, and for example, one little boy just really began connecting with me and being communicative about what's going on for him and his little world. This was, I believe, fourth grade. And at the end of the day, he just hugged me and he said, thanks for a great day, and he left. Well, then I went back and looked at the teacher's substitute report or instructions to me, because I always kind of, you know, I don't pay too much attention to the kids they're warning me about, because I'm coming from a different place than they are. And so at the end of the day, I noticed that his name was on that list of who to watch out for, that he doesn't want to be touched, he will hide in the classroom, he will take off. And I was so surprised. But yet I wasn't surprised, because I didn't come into that space with a shield, you know, from him. It was an allowance.
And I love that, because one of the best things that I ever learned before I even knew about all of this that we're talking about This was maybe 13 years ago in 99. And I got my first teaching job a year later after I got my certification. The principal, who's actually just – she was a teacher at the time and she was doing teacher training. She's the current principal of the high school that I taught at. She said – a lot of teachers will give you warnings about other kids that are on your roster. She said the best thing you could do for yourself is not listen. Just tune them out, because if you're going to make the assumption based on what other people say about a kid, you're going to set yourself up for a very difficult year.
Right. And really, if we kind of zoom out a little bit and look at what's happening behind the scenes energetically, that makes sense. Right? Not that I'm setting myself up, but there is an energy present, or a shift in energy. When I think that there's something to worry about or defend myself from, there's a particular energy there. And you better believe it's a self-fulfilling prophecy, because something's happening in the invisible that we don't even know. And when we really take responsibility for how we're directing that consciousness and the energy that we bring, and I think the number one point here is experiment with this. People may not be buying into this, and that's perhaps why it's not happening in the world just yet. But boy, I just want to be here as a possibility for educators saying, oh my gosh, yes, you guys, experiment with this and tap into a faith that there's something guiding this in terms of our consciousness, in terms of the vibrations that we bring into our day, into our classrooms, and it is causal for having things work. So
I just love it. And The kids can feel it. We think by our words, yes, of course, what we say is very, very important, but the kids can feel it because they intuitively are wired to feel the vibrations that another is giving off. And kids would say to me all the time, but I could just feel that teachers doesn't really believe in me, or the teacher expects that I'm going to fail. I would hear that from kids all of the time. So it might not be your words. You may be saying, well, okay, I want you to do well. But if your mind is saying this kid has no hope, or,
right,
this is a problem, they're going to fail, they feel that. And the kids would communicate that as I was a mentor to these kids. They would communicate that with me all of the time.
Right. They can sense it. They can feel it. And they you can't fake it. As a teacher, as a parent, you don't think you can fake it.
Right. Yeah. So, how can we, when let's say you're having a kid that is in your class, and who knows what's going on at home, this kid has difficulties in whatever part of his life, and he has trouble concentrating at school, and your job as an educator is to get him to pass the test. That's the most important thing as a teacher, as far as what the system tells you. This boy needs to pass the test in order to succeed. What should we do as teachers when we're faced with these kids coming into our classroom? We have to get them to pass the test, but this boy is having trouble.
Okay, well, here's my answer. Is there's nothing we have to get done. And I know that's a shift in perspective, but when I can release that stuff, and it's inside me, that thing that I have to get you to do or get you to become or, all the testing stuff, if I can release that energy within me, that there's nothing that I have to get done here, and transform that energy, that perspective into, I am still knowing this child as their possibility, as their potential, and knowing that it's all going to be good, it's all okay, that whatever we are perceiving to be the outcomes we're trying to force here, kind of just zoom out from that a little bit and allow it to become something much fuller than that. We know that nobody's going to disintegrate if they don't do well on the test.
Exactly. Stop giving it meaning that, you know, oh my God, his life is going to be over if he doesn't do well on this test. It's, yeah, we give it these meanings that have consequences of, you know, dire consequences that, you know, and they put fear into our kids, and they react based on that fear that we're projecting into their future. So it's I love it. It's about holding the vision of their possibilities and highest potential. So we're going to talk more about this when we come back, because I just love talking about possibility and potential with our kids. So you're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day,
we are giving you $1,000 to pay off your holiday bills at Central Auto Group in Plainfield, your number one buying destination and the home of Ford, Mazda, Hyundai, and Volkswagen.
That's right.
When you buy any new vehicle at Central, we will give you $1,000 to pay off those holiday bills during the month of January.
Check out these deals.
Get up to $6,500 off a Ford F-Series pickup truck, a new Mazda 3 for just $129 per month, a new Hyundai Sonata for only $129 per month, a brand new Volkswagen Jetta for an unbelievable $169 per month. Over 600 vehicles to choose from with America's best warranty.
10 years, 100,000 miles.
If we can't beat the competitor's price, we will pay you $2,000. Open Sundays. Remember, we are giving you $1,000 to pay off your holiday bills when you buy any new vehicle. Central Auto Group, CT.com. Exit 87, I-395, Plainfield. 860-564-4014.
Number one buying destination. Central Auto Group.
To live healthy, check out the new Westerly Fitness, 231 High Street, Route 3, Westerly. Westerly Fitness has over 6,000 square feet of state-of-the-art exercise equipment. Westerly Fitness is locally owned, that even offers personal training in addition to exercise classes, virtual training classes, hydro massage therapy, and free tanning services. Westerly Fitness even has the newest spin bikes in the area.
It doesn't matter what your fitness level is.
Westerly Fitness welcomes everyone. Their staff is available to assist you with all of your physical fitness needs.
Westerly Fitness's mission is to help you achieve your personal fitness goals.
Check them out online at westerlyfitness.com or call 401-315-0115. That's 401-315-0115. The new Westerly Fitness, 231 High Street, Route 3, Westerly.
Put the phone back and buy a car.
Repro sale going on right now at Michael Kia.
Seized vehicles, reproed vehicles, and off-lease vehicles.
Hundreds of Highline cars, plus four-cylinder fuel-efficient cars, trucks, and SUVs must be liquidated. Michael Kia has been ordered to sell these cars for what they can get. Many times there's no money down.
Just take over the payment.
Michael Kia will accept your
bad credit, no credit, or good credit.
Get pre-approved right over the phone. 449-1242. That's 449-1242. Michael Kia, Route 12 in Groton, a mile north of the sub base, where we support the troops.
Michael Kia. Beep, beep, beep.
And we're back on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. This is Julie Kay, teaching from the heart. And my guest, Kimberly Smith, and I were talking during the commercial break about the theme song that I have for this show. That's Jack Johnson and Upside Down. And it's kind of, it's like this show, changing education from the inside out. And Jack Johnson talks about the possibilities, and that's why this song is my theme song. Who's to say what's impossible? Well, they forgot. And that's really what it is when we get into that educator role, that parenting role. We forget about the possibilities. And, you know, I had last week, if you were listening to the show, I had two amazing young men, two 20-year-old college students, Danny Ingram and Greg Mott, and they were talking about what they want adults to know. And right before the break, we were speaking about holding the vision of possibility for them. So what does this mean? And Kimberly, can you talk about, because some people might say, well, she didn't answer my question. What do you do if this kid comes into class and he's having trouble with math and he's a problem for whatever reason? What's the difference? You did answer the question. So can you just talk about the difference between being versus doing?
Right. Well, so if I, you know, came into this conversation and said, you need to do this, you need to do that, and blah, 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 which is the same old conversation we've been having and nothing's changing, right? It's really about going inward and shifting who I be in that presence, or in that moment, in that situation. I can either be in the effects and react to everything and try to get something done, or I can just go inward and kind of take a scan of who am I being in this moment? What am I making it mean if he doesn't test well? What am I making it mean for his future or for my job? I have to get the scores up and all the effects of the world. And we just, I tell you what, when we go inward and do a scan and up-level that being and open back up to that infinite field of unconditional love and allowance, something magical takes place. It may not be the outcome that I expected from that other perspective, but when I'm taking a perspective on an infinite level of, I don't know, of love and possibility, things, I'm allowing things to naturally reveal and become. And it may be that this is not the right school set up for this child. And by holding that energy of allowance, maybe something else aligns, someone else aligns to have this kid disenrolled here and go somewhere else that suits him better, you know, an alternative program or, you know, just a different type of whatever we call schooling. So we don't have to know all the answers. All we have to do, and this is my point, is if we can all just do that inner work and become that fuller, infinite version of ourself that just knows it's in divine partnership and everything's okay, as we awaken ourselves, the field around us can't do anything else but shift. And it doesn't mean that, you know, everybody has to have this mass exodus out of public education, because I don't see that happening anytime soon. People are still very tied to their jobs and their paychecks and getting this done. But if we can just slowly, and this has been, I'm going on the fourth year of this journey, you know, it's a process. It's not going to happen overnight, but just start doing it piece by piece. And that's why I offer my book, and it's in the form of a course, and all that's at www.teachbecausebe-cause.com. And just to take you kind of through that journey, just to slowly, slowly, slowly start going inward and experience the shift within and allowing things then to unfold out here in the external world, because they will. My conversation has shifted. What I say to children, you know, it's not holding them in a place of being wrong or what you need to do or get done. It's really holding them inside of a question, inside of a curiosity. I wonder what's possible here. Tell me what you already know. Tell me what's important to you while I'm in that presence of unconditional love.
I just love that. You know, if everyone listening, it is a shift in what we've all been raised on and what education means, and even about ourselves and how our world functions. So it does take an open mind to look at it. But once you do, and I know this happened to me and it happened to Kimberly and everybody that I speak to that had this awakening towards what was really going on and who we really are at the core of all things. And if you have this open mind, the things that you, and I'm talking to everybody listening here today, can create and transform in this world, the infinite possibilities, it's unlimited. So, Kimberly, I just want you to talk a little bit about your course and what that can help these listeners with that are on this road to discovery with education and helping their kids and helping maybe their students. What does your course offer?
So it's really a slide presentation. I take you through some slides and conversation. And I just went into some, you know, contemplation over what is it that I really want people to know. And I narrowed it down to some keywords. And I have a list. I think there's 7 or 8. And the first one is be, where we really just learn to be. And this infinite self of who we are. We've been coming from this limited space of being and trying and fussing and fretting. And I talk about being able to recognize the discontent as an indicator. Mm-hmm. It's not a problem. It's an indicator that there's a greater version of you to break through into being here. And so it's a 4-part course, and I take you through these 8 keywords and just kind of allowing you, there's some activity, there's journal activity, there's some guided visualizations that are involved. And don't try to rush through it. Just really take it all in, pace yourself, you know, do it over a summer, or just take little by little, bring that greater awareness to who I be. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just, you know, with these courses, you can fall in love with them and enjoy the process and transform who we are. And, you know, that's one of the things in education. We're constantly rushing through each of
yeah.
courses to educate our kids. Okay, on to the next thing. Mm-hmm. And kids cannot even integrate what they're learning and enjoy it. So a kid might even enjoy what you're teaching them, but they don't even have time to process it and connect with the information, because once we do that, we're in a rush, and we're not being because we're doing. We're in a rush to move to the next thing. So they're not making this connection with it. So we're separate, it seems, from what we're teaching them that they need to know that's important for their life, but we're not letting them integrate that information.
Right. Wow. And two, as you do the inner work and start becoming that, maybe there's something else that's really been your dream. Maybe it's not just confined to this classroom. Maybe there is a school for you to create, or a book to write, or just being in greater harmony in your world, in your family, wherever you are. We don't have to define it before we start. You know, as educators, we're like, okay, what are the objectives? What do I expect you to be, do, or at the end? And this is giving all that up, saying, I don't know. Show me. I'm curious what's possible here. And that puts you in this space of receiving and revealing something that maybe you didn't see before, but you start to align with it from within, and you're like, oh my gosh, this feels so much better. And to follow that bliss. But I couldn't have done that 5 years ago. See, so going through this process really kind of slowly and incrementally breaks through into a greater confidence and awareness and realization, so that it just becomes clear, and you're living into that life purpose that just feels like, ah, this is what I came here to be on the planet, and that's where we're supposed to be.
Mm.
So.
Yeah, I really think that 10 years out from now, our model of education is going to look so different than it is now. I think teaching to the test is going to be something of the past. I think the way we discipline and punish our kids is going to be something of the past. It's going to be, you know, we're going to have new ways of teaching kids about, you know, cause and effect. You know, so they're going to consciously be able to come from a place where they're making better decisions for themselves. Right. So, you know, we want to talk about that because that's something that parents and teachers struggle with often. They're like, well, if I don't punish my kid when they do something that is going to hurt them, you know, it's what do I do? So let's talk about that when we come back. You're listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Impossible, they forgot. This world keeps spinning, and with each new day, I can feel a change in everything.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life, too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in to the Sean and Jen Show, Soul Path Insights Radio, each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show with Sean and Jen will have you saying yes to as much abundance as you desire. Imagine a happier soul, radiating energy in all areas of your life. Get ready to understand the meaning and the message in your life. Shift obstacles to opulence. Experience powerful, intuitive coaching, live readings, and transformative tools as Sean and Jen dare you to live your best life.
Have you ever considered what money and sex have in common? Brenda St. Louis, founder of Know That You Know, explores the energies of debt, money, sex, and our bodies. In her four-week intensive Debt Into Delight, Getting Intimate with Your Digits, she tickles all those places we don't want to look at, infusing everything with exuberance. Would you be willing to have more money? Would you be willing to have more of you? Explore more of Brenda St. Louis at knowthatyouknow.com.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in each Tuesday at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern for Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show. Check out Blue Heron Wisdom Radio with Laura Longley on TTRNetwork.com.
What if you could teach your child how to follow their own wisdom and make trustworthy decisions? The hit radio show Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay does just that. Tune in Mondays at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are. Each week, Julie takes on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I want to take the time to tell you about a special way that you or your son or daughter can work with me in a private one-on-one coaching session. Now, through the end of the month, January 31st, I'm actually offering private coaching sessions at a 40% discount, where all net proceeds are being donated to Hurricane Sandy relief efforts. I live on Long Island, New York, and I know there's a real need to support people here and people in New Jersey that have lost their homes and lost their businesses. So I decided the best way I can pay it forward is to offer sessions to people that would really like support, mentoring, or direction in any area of their life, and donate these proceeds from the sessions to All Hands Relief, a not-for-profit organization that's helping rebuild for Hurricane Sandy. And in these sessions, the client gets something for them that's really valuable, as well as people that need to rebuild their lives are getting something that they need. So it's really a win-win situation. So please take advantage of these sessions. I'll support you by providing you with practical energy tools to help alleviate any stress, anxiety, fear, and you could easily teach these to your kids, or if you would like your teenager or young adult son or daughter to take advantage of the positive effects that coaching and mentoring can have on their lives, please email me at julie@mindfocusgeneration.com. You could put session, Sandy session, in the subject line, or you can go directly to mindfocusgeneration.com/ /Sandy. So mindfocusgeneration.com/Sandy. Or you could call me directly, 516-639-8042. And we're finishing up our wonderful education about turning education around from the inside out with my guest, Kimberly Smith. And one of the things that often comes up is disciplining and punishing kids. And how do we do that? So let's say a kid is on the track where you could see if he clearly continues down this path, like maybe he's taking drugs or, you know, engaging in behaviors that are risky, whatever that might be. There's lots of forms that comes in. You know, what do we do? You know, and Kimberly and I were talking about this during the break, and she talks about teaching them and leading them to their own wisdom. So, Kim, can you touch upon that and the importance of doing that versus punishing them and continuing with that old paradigm?
Yeah, well, I think you just said it, teaching them to tap into their own wisdom. Beautifully put. And the deal is, I don't have to become this conscious parenting or educator expert in the field. I really just kind of tune into, what did I get out of my own breakthroughs? What allowed me to have those breakthroughs and to start breaking through those hidden beliefs of self-limitation and becoming that more universal being? And when I get what caused it for me and the conversations that caused it for me, then I can more freely have that conversation one-on-one with this child while I'm holding that possibility for them. So, you know, I don't have a list of items to do. I really keep tuning back into who am I being in this moment? Am I reacting from their behavior and going into some meaning-making that, oh my gosh, I'm a bad parent or I'm a bad teacher, I need to save them? Because I believe we're all on our own path as spiritual beings, and I'm not sure what this child needs to experience in their life, but I will try to have them find that place of greater awareness that, hey, what if the thoughts I'm choosing are causing this other thing, whatever it is? And just, I don't know, being in that conversation, but from a place of unconditional love and relaxed, like I don't have to come in and save this child. I am just going to know them already as their infinite potential, whatever that be.
Right. It's like, what if the things that I'm thinking are magnifying the things that this child is doing that we don't want? You know, it's like they create for themselves, but we, by holding whatever vision we are, can magnify that, which
them,
you know, relate to that and identify with it and give it more meaning. So you have what is wanted and what's not wanted. So if we could teach these kids, yes, you know, you may have done this, but that is just, you know, a behavior, a choice you made, but you also, yes, but you also have this wisdom. And most kids don't believe that they have their own wisdom. So there's just such value in teaching them and being
right.
And holding that vision. It all comes back to holding the vision, like, hey,
it does.
In you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Imagine what education would be if we had classes that would to guide them to understand what wisdom is and how to find it within themselves and how to slow down. Imagine what this world would look like if every kid that walked into education the day they stepped foot into school would follow that path for, you know, 13 years. What would be a world?
Imagine collectively the educators knew that these children were not here to get fixed and formed, that they were already these magnificent beings, just as I am. And that's really where it began, is I had to get that for myself. Because once you get it for yourself, you are unleashed in this world. You love everyone unconditionally, and there's just no way around it. And that's powerful. It allows people a space to become more of who they be. Rather than be in, you know, in this confined definition of, I don't know, expectation or something. It just is, doesn't feel right.
Space for them. You're holding that
right.
Light, and they feel much more at ease being who they are in your presence. And it's just this ripple effect.
Yeah. Because Julie, I don't have discipline problems, really. It's rare that kids will act up.
Right. Because they feel that light and that love in your presence, so to be who they are. So, Kim, thanks so much for being here today. One more time, give everybody your contact information.
The website is at www.teachbe-cause.com. And I'm on Facebook as well at teachbecause. And you can message me there if you like as well. And you can sign up for the mailing list, which I try to put out a newsletter. I did the telesummit back in October. I'm kind of taking some downtime and decided I'm going to manifest getting invited. So, Julie, this was perfect. And, you know, someone who's really right in with that vision. So thank you. It's
thank
been
you
fun.
So much that people like you really are helping to change education and change our world. So from the bottom of my heart, with all my heart, I truly appreciate you. So thank you, Kimberly.
And you as well. Thank you.
All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. I had a wonderful time once again. I wish you all a great week. Please join me every Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern, 8 Central, and 6 Pacific Time. Next week on Teaching from the Heart, I'll have Jacqueline Green, host of the Great Parenting Show. You definitely want to tune in to hear what she's going to have to say. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Teaching from the Heart with Julie Kay. Heart-filled learning, transforming young lives. Tune in each Monday at 9 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to learn practical and spiritual ways to teach young people how to become confident in who they are and live their best lives. Each week, Julie Kay and her guests take on tough topics that most parents dread, like bullying, peer pressure, self-esteem, social media, relationships, and even poor grades. For more information about Julie Kay and how heart-filled learning is transforming young lives, visit MindFocusGeneration.com.
Your You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio showcases a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, education, and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Our hosts bring together some of the planet's most preeminent and visionary change makers, best-selling authors, motivational speakers, leading-edge scientists and futurists, environmentalists and educators, world-renowned spiritual leaders, inventors, filmmakers, artists, mystics, and healers that are stimulating and supporting individual and collective growth. Get ready to create positive cultural shifts on Transformation Talk Radio. Join us in making a meaningful difference in the world. TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You're tuned in to Transformation Talk Radio. Think that Dr. Pat shows the cat's meow? Just listen to what some of her transformative guests have had to say.
What's your personal message? What would you like to leave us with?
Believe in yourself always. Remember that you are a gift. You are a miracle. And the only way you can return any part of that gift is what you do with it. Live into yourself. Be that miracle.
I love it. Eldon Taylor, everyone.
And thank you, Pat. I love joining you. You're a wonderful host.
Thank you. And we're going to bring Eldon back because we just haven't even scratched the surface here. Thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on.
Thank you for listening. And keep us tuned in right here on Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there.
Saskia has been helping clients around the world find the North Star in their soul and reinvent their lives through her free breakthrough program, The Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 Days. If you have a calling but aren't sure how to get there, here's a step-by-step strategy to find your purpose now. You'll learn her proven secrets to achieve your dream in just 21 days. Release your fears and go after your biggest dreams and create the life you love. Visit YourSoulGuidance.com to receive your 21 Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams or to schedule your Soul Breakthrough Session with Saskia or call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861. Or visit YourSoulGuidance.com. That's YourSoulGuidance.com to receive the Secret Soul Map to Your Dreams in 21 days.